Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday. Appreciate the text messages coming in. Thursday, October 12, 2023. Got to throw those tags in for the podcast that are coming. Engineer Devin Lawrence working on it. We will get them back up soon. One of our listeners texting me in this morning wanting to debate me again. Research, wanting to argue, debate me on this. Yeah, I have no problem debating you. I've researched it. I've looked at it. Absolutely, no problem. Proven fact, nuclear energy costs more to make the plant than the energy it will produce. Not true. All the studies I've looked at, all of the analysis I've looked at, articles I've read on this, a nuclear power plant return on investment is less than 20 years. Just like a well connect unit, return on investment, about 3 years. 3.5, 4, depending on the size of your home, whether you need a 1.5-ton unit versus a 2.5-ton unit, whether you have a simple install that you can do it yourself or a complicated one, about 3.5 to 4 years, the cost of a well-connect unit will be recaptured, and then you're on your own, totally saving money. Propane furnace hasn't kicked on once yet. Well Connect has been keeping us 70 degrees rock solid ever since it turned cold. How many times has your furnace kicked on? Nuclear power, very, very efficient and very cost effective. Then he comes back and says, did the cost of energy go down when they built the Fermi nuclear power plant down in Lake Erie? No, prices went up and they're still going up. Nuclear is a false. Nuclear. Yes, I'm saying it. Nuclear. You're confusing the retail price of the produced energy versus the cost to produce it. They get whatever retail prices they can to offset their other costs. Look at DTE, Consumers Energy, Great Lakes, Cloverland, PIEG, Cherryland, whatever. Do they have to produce energy? Yes. But they have other costs. The cost of their building for their office, the employee costs, health care, 401k retirement benefits, vacation, paid vacations, insurance, internet services, all the things that they have. Sorry, Bill, you're absolutely wrong. You're flat out wrong. Whatever studies you've read proves nuclear costs more than it produces is not a fact. Send me the links. I want to see what you're looking at. Email them to the radio station. The call letters, WCHY.us, which is the website, at gmail.com. Email me the studies. I want to see them. Windmills? Absolutely. It takes more energy to manufacture, deliver, install a windmill than the windmill is capable of producing in its lifetime. That's a fact. But what you're trying to tell me is that the cost to build a nuclear power plant never produces more energy than it costs to build the plant? It's not true. You're not listening to the argument. Proves nuclear costs more than it produces. Sorry. Give me the studies. I'll read them. County Commissioner, Presque Isle County. Our Montana ancestry, Black Angus beef farmer, Cliff Tellini. They want to bypass local zoning to drive their fantasy. The solar, I guess you would call it, agenda will absolutely destroy agricultural sectors of prime farmland. They're trying to do it right now in Presque Isle County. These idiots, Democrats, the Clean Energy and Jobs Act, introduced four bills that's going through committee right now, and the Michigan Public Service Commission supports it. What does Gretchen Whitmer's appointed chairman, Dan Scripps, say? You know, this is the same Democrat state representative for one term in the 101st that wanted to tax farmers, wanted to tax condominiums, apartment buildings, a tax based on their rainwater. I'm not making this up, folks. This guy wanted barrels to collect rainwater from downspouts and then tax the property owner based on the amount of rain they got. I don't even know what planet this guy came from. Thank God he only served one term, but was rewarded with the chairmanship of the Michigan Public Service Commission by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Well, this is what this genius had to say. Michigan Public Service Commission Chair Dan Scripps said that that's not currently happening often enough, talking about these renewable clean energy sources. It's not happening enough in Michigan. As site challenges for solar and wind projects represent the single largest threat to achieving clean energy targets required of Michigan utilities like DTE and consumers. Scripps said back in 2017, 6 years ago, the same time we got our well connect unit, DTE attempted wind projects in 10 areas, which was quickly reduced to 4 after receiving opposition from local municipalities. The genius Scripps goes on to say, despite tremendous focus on community engagement, the company ceased the development of 3 of those 4 projects, mainly because the projects faced intense opposition. The remaining projects have been built and will go online, but nearly 4 years after the project development started. There are still permit details that need to be resolved. Yes, you know why, Dan? Because windmills don't work. They cost more to make than the energy they will ever produce. It takes more energy to make a windmill than it can produce in its useful life. Besides, they kill birds. They are a major eyesore to the landscape. And you want to put them on farmland, which farmers cannot farm their property with windmills scattered all about. I can guarantee you, Dan, you have never sat on a tractor like I have. You have no idea what you're talking about, but yet you're the chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Scripps went on to say local opposition is being allowed to kill these projects. That isn't a model that Michigan follows in any other aspect of its energy infrastructure, because the state recognizes the necessity of the things like electric transmission lines and natural gas pipelines. Electric lines and natural gas pipelines do not affect farmland like windmills do. Scripps, along with the communist Puri state representative, said the bills also provide more rights for private property owners who are interested in hosting energy projects for economic gain. But they're being stopped by local governments and their neighbors. Sorry, zoning ordinances are in place based on elected officials who had public hearings on proposed zoning plans that the public was welcome to come and participate and give input about before they were adopted. But now, because of your green energy agenda, you guys think that you have the right to shove these projects down the community's throats. And they're saying, sorry, we're not giving up our rights to self-zone our community where we live. The communist state rep Puri said, oftentimes farmers and landowners have their hands tied by restrictive local ordinances that limit what they can do with their land. This package of legislation just provides more opportunities for them to do that and to make their own choices. Two of the bills, 5120, 5121, together amend the Clean and Renewable Energy and Energy Waste Reduction Act. We're going to get into the rest of this story. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today. Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Welcome back into the show. Texting back and forth with Bill. He's arguing with me still. I lived in Wayne County when Fermi opened, and everyone was told that we were supposed to see a huge reduction in our cost of energy. Did we? No. And then they came out with studies proving my fact. It's not a fact. I did my research. You need to dig deeper. You're only seeing what you want to see, what you want to believe. Bill, listen, it's this simple. It's this simple. In order to get the permit to build the nuclear power plant after Chernobyl, that disaster in Russia, they lied. This was public relations. They flat out lied, saying, allow us to build a nuclear power plant on Lake Erie and your electric bill will go down. The energy it produces goes into the electric grid, lowering the cost for that electric company to produce that energy into the grid. But there's other sources going into the grid, power plants that are being fueled by natural gas, biomass. There's other plants contributing to the electric grid. Once it's in the grid, you don't know where the power came from. Number one. Number two, they're not going to pass those savings of generating cheaper electricity via nuclear power onto the consumers. So after they lied to the community to get the permit to build the nuclear power plant, they then came up with more studies saying it costs more to produce that energy than we thought. And therefore, there's no savings. Therefore, we're not lowering your bill. They flat out lie all the time. Those studies that you're referring to that are now fact in your mind are total BS. Nuclear is cheaper than natural gas. Hydroelectric dams, absolutely the best way to generate cheap electricity. They're ripping all the dams out, pushing their agenda to go to windmills and solar panels. They don't want cheap energy. The communist government woke people of their screwed up DNA brains, they want us to pay more. Because if you have to pay more, you'll probably consume less. And we got to save the planet. I know. I had family members that lived down there near Fermi. They all heard the same lies. Then they came up with the studies that said, oh, well, we can't lower your electric bill now because we found out nuclear costs more to generate the energy. That's a bald-faced lie. Look at what they're doing in France. I'll give you the best example. Our new Navy. The nuclear-powered submarines. Vicky's brother, his son, JR, served on a nuclear sub for 4 years. Never having to dock, ever. You have to understand that this is flat out a farce as far as the PR behind it. You have to dig deeper. Don't use the lies of the studies that the energy companies put out. You have to do your own independent studies. And by the way, Gretchen Whitmer wants more nuclear power plants in Michigan. Why? Because she knows they can't produce enough electricity to service our electric grid with windmills and solar panels. Wrapping up the story, there's still more to it. I'll get to it in the next segment. I'm not going to have time. These bills, the Clean and Renewable Energy and Energy Waste Reduction Act, to create certification process for wind, solar, and energy storage facilities with a capacity of 100 megawatts or more has now been submitted to the Michigan Public Service Commission for their approval. And this permitting process will preempt local zoning of all these facilities. Under the bill, electric providers who don't wish to go through local municipalities can get a permit from the MPSC. That simple. The MPSC will hold public meetings, post the public meetings, and hear from the community before they approve the permits. The MPSC will evaluate these requests on the impact of the facility and the local land use. And they will decide what goes on in your community. That's what the Democrats are up to in Lansing this week. This committee hearing took place yesterday on Wednesday. And the Republicans are coming out in strong opposition to all of it. There's a few more sentences. We'll have to get to this in the top of the next hour. Going to take the top of the hour break. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going.